Were you writing something and like, yeah, this is too heavy, this is too violent, we gotta tone this down, or like, how easy was it to make that transition? That's the question.
I mean, honestly, at 6 years old, I was playing viola, the bass violin.
Okay.
I played saxophone, taught myself guitar. I've been writing songs pretty much my whole life. I have a library of songs from blues to hardcore to rock, metal, whatever. And I had a whole library of songs that kind of didn't fit any of the projects that I was working on.
You mean they were all like 3 minutes long?
Yeah, pretty much.
With breakdowns and...
Those were the long ones.
Yeah, old school punk, things like that. And it's funny because Mark called me up and he's like, I need to get some stuff off my chest. I want to, you know, start up a band and here's what I want. And I'm like, that's pretty funny because here's a whole ton of songs that I have written in that same vein. And it just came right together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's clicked too, like with the music, like showing the bands. I mean, everybody's no drama. I mean, this is like, it's like fun for me, you know? It's like awesome this time around. You know, I can't wait for the album to be done and people to hear more stuff from us because we got a lot of stuff coming up, you know? We got shows that we'll talk about coming up too. And, you know, I'm really excited about this band. You know, I have a lot of stuff going on in my life. I know everybody does. But like I said to Bill and Fencer early, I was like, man, you know, the only thing I got going for me that makes me happy and feels good is this band. And I really believe in this band too. I'm, you know, it's not cocky or anything, it's confident. Mm-hmm. You know, I believe in this band. I love everyone in this band. Everyone's good dudes. You can't ask for more than that, you know. You know, when you go to practice and you're happy to go to practice, it's fun. You know what I mean?
There you go.
I've been in bands where I'm like, oh my God, I gotta practice tonight. I hate every one of them dudes.
Does that make the rest of you feel all fuzzy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark Doherty likes me? Wow.
Yeah, I'm honored.
He hates everybody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Mark Doherty hates everyone. He likes me, though.
No, it is fun getting in the room, though, too. Like, I drive from the North Shore to go up to Alston, and it's like, you know, it's kind of a little bit of a
Don't you mean down to Alston?
Down to Alston, yeah. Down, down east. Down
it's north, down west, west south,
yeah,
east.
Yeah, it's actually west, but I think. And it's fun. It's just fun getting in that room, and, you know, we get in there and we don't, you know, what's the word that won't be a profanity, that we just get in there and do business.
Taking care of business. And I mean, yeah. TCB.
No, but I mean, when we get into the rehearsal room, though, I mean, it's like once that door shuts, all of the problems are on the other side of that door, and it's just us and the music.
I actually bring mine in a lot, but...
Well, yeah.
I'm an exception to the rule, I guess. You know, well, it's just a little bit of a bad wave I've been riding, but it's all good. Yeah.
I was going to say that maybe Mark brings it in too, because he has to write.
Well, we try to outdo each other.
Listen, Dean, don't try to act like you got more problems than me. I got more problems than a math book. So let's stop right now.
More issues than the newsstand.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
No. I think the joke is you have so many issues, you have a subscription.
Ah, okay, that's a new.
Bam! One. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Well, there you go. You know why? Because I make up shit all the time. I'm so oops. I swear, I'm sorry. Oh,
all
sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
All right. I hate to have to do this. The singer's cut off. All right.
Whack. Please.
Get in the corner, Mark.
I'm sorry. No, I'm so sorry.
No, you're good. No. Seriously. Put the bloody headphones back on.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that.
I like that.
I'm so embarrassed.
I almost dropped an F-bomb. I was like, what's that word?
We were going through some of the the band names that we could use, and actually the F-bombs was one of the band names that was on the
table. I think that's already taken.
It is. They're from Jersey. I know the girl. It's a girl singing.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're still together. I forget her name.
Oh.
But F-bombs. No, she sent me a shirt. There's a bomb on it. It says F-bombs on it.
Oh, nice. No, I think somebody sent me a submission email from a band called the F-Bombs. It probably wasn't from Jersey either. It was weird. Maybe the UK. Who knows? Maybe
there's probably like five bands.
F-Bombs are everywhere. They can be anywhere. They just pop up. Yeah.
Right. but then again, I haven't heard any band called the S-Bombs.
There you go.
There's your Bossa Nova side project.
The S heads.
There you go. The S heads.
The sheds.
What the sheds? What? Sheds. With three eyes.
Yeah,
or something like that.
One band's good enough for me. I can't deal with more than anything else. I'm focused. Stella on the prize.
Very nice. Well, that's going to help when you're making the record.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I mean, Bill will tell you, these guys will tell you where we're going and everything. I mean, we're going to a good studio. We have good songs. I mean, I'm very excited and stuff. Tell them where we're recording.
I'll give Richard Marr a little plug. Richard has done a lot of great bands all over Boston, Galaxy Park. Galaxy Park. And he was in Alston for a while, I believe, or Watertown. Watertown, that's where we made our last record. And he's moved out to Salem, got a new house, and we're going to check out his new studio sometime in May and get in there. And
it's May now, man.
Well, sometime. I said sometime. We're going to check it out, you know, see what he built. And our recording weekend is like first week in June, and, June, you know, 34th. Lay down the tracks and get our first full length out. We're pretty psyched for it.
So you got to do this Total Punk style, and do it mostly in a weekend.
Full length will be like, you know, 20 songs or something.
It'll be 13 minutes.
I was going to say, I mean...
Some of the newer songs are longer though. Like
you actually breached the 2 minute mark.
You know, yes. 3:20.
Yeah, one that's like three. I was like, wow, this is like Stairway to Heaven or something.
Yeah, yeah, totally, totally.
Long, man, I'm tired. I gotta go to bed.
Yeah, you're waiting for the drums to kick in for the chorus again, and you're just bored, and it's only 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Yeah, 2 and 2.
Is it, we would take narcolepsy, like take a nap and maybe in the middle, you know.
That's the breakdown sections of your old hardcore songs.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have a few shows lined up too, right?
Yeah,
I forget what
we do.
I know June 17th. You guys can tell them that, but
yeah, June 17th we're at the Midway in Jamaica Plain. It's a matinee. And it's going to be with the McGunks, Taxi Driver, and the Martians.
Damn, that's a good show.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's one.
Well, the Midway for those kind of shows is perfect.
Yeah. Matinee, that's kicking.
Yeah, the matinee shows. Oh,
I'm a crowd jumper, too. I love jumping on people's heads and stuff. So yeah. I'm always crowd
surfing. The stage is about, you know, 2 feet tall. So
yeah, I need to be crowd
surfing. Hopefully some midgets or something come there.
there's a rumor going around that the Barroom Heroes are actually having a CD release party that same day, and they're looking for the night at the Midway, so it might be an all-day event.
A little crossover.
That's a long day of drinking, I can tell you that.
Yo, there you go.
That's a long day. At the Midway, too, sun shining when you have a butt. You go inside, have another drink.
That's going to be a long day of not drinking for us.
I was going to say, it's going to be a long day of watching other people drink.
Then the next, I think after that, we have July 15th. There's a...
July 15th.
The dog rescue.
Yeah. It's called Rocking the Dog.
Okay.
It's for Pity Love Rescue. It's kind of my baby I put together four years ago. So this is the fourth annual.
Excellent.
And this year, as well it was last year, is going to be at the Spotlight Tavern in Beverly. I don't know if anybody's heard of that at all in the North Shore. It's a nice room.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got two bars, outdoor patio area. I get 8 bands going. And
really
it
nice.
Starts out a little mellow at about 5 to get...
And then it ramps up.
And then, yeah, it gets animalistic by the end of, like, midnight. But we got 8 bands.
That's kind of a great way to do a big like, 8-band bill. Kind of ease into it.
Absolutely.
And then, bam,
we actually start with, boom, I think, boom, the, boom, the boom. Melody Makers are playing. It's okay. It's an acoustic guitar and, like, an electric mandolin. It's wicked cool, like, to just ease things in while we're trying to get ready. Trying to think. I'm actually looking for some corker bands to play there as well. So if if anybody's interested, instant message me, Dean Calamari, and we can talk about it. But we have obviously the Pint Killers are playing. I got the Von Trapps playing, who are awesome. They kind of sound like the Dead Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Chanticleer is invited this year as well, and we got looking to fill a couple slots. So.
And when is this again?
It is July 15th.
So there's a little time left.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I want to solidify this flyer.
About 7 weeks. Yeah.
But the earlier the better. Get the flyers. Talk it up. Make some money for Pity Love Rescue. They're out of Framingham. They're psyched to get the money. It all goes to pit bulls. I own a pit bull. Everybody loves pit bulls, don't they?
I do.
It's a big misconception about pit bulls.
Oh, totally.
Because you only hear about the 4 or 5 that have gone absolutely bonkers I almost dropped an S-bomb there. You're hearing just about the ones that just attack people.
Sure.
Like, I mean, how many of those instances have there been over the years? Not that many. If you're, I mean, going back about 20 years, not that many. And everyone's just fearing that. Everyone's afraid of them.
Yeah, and a lot of knuckleheads own them as well, and they're overbred. Oh, so geez, you got, you know, it's like, you know, it can be like dynamite, but they are really teddy bears as well. You know, they're pretty mellow. They're pretty mellow dogs. They got a lot of energy. They got to run.
The handful that I've encountered have been really nice.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a good time for a good cause. Everybody should go. Spotlight Tavern, July 15th. Be there.
In Beverly.
I think we've got two more shows after that. The August 25th, 26th, I think, is the Pagan Fest.
Yes, this is a night. This is a gem.
The Pagan Fest.
This is my buddy Matt Grader. He lives out in Goshen, New Hampshire, and he's in another band of mine, The Ungraded, and he's been putting this two-day festival together now for 18 years.
Oh, wow.
It's a giant hat shell out in the middle of the woods. We have generators, soundboards.
I'm taking my shirt off. We know that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just, there's a lot of bands that come up and play. It's a lot of good times. And it's, you know, it's good stuff. It's good stuff.
And Mark will be half nude.
Yeah,
well, I lost like 100 pounds, and I've been working out, so I'm definitely taking my shirt off. That's why, because I've been able to do it since 1991, so I'm doing it now.
There you go.
The bands that will be up there, I don't have the whole list, but every year, Order 66 been going up. There's some young punks that are really cool, good stuff. We've had Fang from out, what are they?
Seattle.
From Seattle or California. They dropped in, which is like a touring band that's pretty big.
The Stuntmen.
Been there. The Straw Dogs have been there. Rockin' Bob has been up there from Jerry's Kids. So it's a good people, good times.
Nice.
Nature, man. Punk rock and nature.
Well, just hope people don't destroy nature.
It's all very civil. We tell people, you know, the green glass goes here, the white glass goes here, or there's don't bring glass, bring cans.
The bong glass goes to my garden.
No glass bongs. There's no glass bongs on the mountain. Only plastic.
Only plastic.
Or
bongs.
You gotta whittle your own.
No, I'm just having a hard time picturing a plastic bong.
Oh, come on.
I need an apple, a screwdriver, and a toothpick. Yeah, stat. Yeah.
MacGyver.
Yeah, you know,
MacGyver,
I'm like the MacGyver of
bong. Stuff.
Yeah.
What's the other show, Bill?
September 22nd, we're going to be with the Go Set at O'Brien's. I think Taxi Driver might be on there as well, but the Go Set's a touring band from Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty psyched about that, too. Plus, I like played O'Brien's. It's small, but it's cool, man. I played a lot of shows there over the years. I'm sure everybody else has, too. And so it's going to be a good night, too.
And he'll probably take off his shirt and jump into the crowd. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Probably. I used to do that. People are like, oh, he's just drunk. Now I have a drag in a year and a half. People are just like, oh, it's just Mark Dardy. Don't worry about him.
There you go.
Mark.
So what about, didn't we have some kind of benefit or something, or that never came through, or?
That fell apart, yes.
Ah, okay.
So the last show was September, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, it looks like you're keeping yourself pretty steady.
Yeah.
While you're making ourselves. Your record. Yeah. And
summertime's real busy, you know, everybody's, it's a hard time.
But we got good, we're planning things pretty well, and everything is going so smooth. This is like the smoothest of any band I've ever been in. It's like, I'm so happy and stuff, so very, very grateful as well to be in this band.
Excellent. Wow. I don't think I've ever seen Mark Dougherty so
love
happy.
Here.
I know. I'm usually not happy, you know. I'm a miserable person, but I am happy when I'm with my band, though. We rock and roll, so.
That is awesome. All right, so we got the shows. You have, what is it, one in June, one in July, one in August, one in September.
Yep.
Keep in a nice steady pace, not overdoing yourselves. How can people hear, like, the demos that you've put out and all that?
Yep, this stuff is on Reverb Nation. We're actually on, I think, almost any downloadable media. We're on Spotify, iTunes.
Oh, okay.
CD Baby. That's where I find it.
Yeah, like literally anywhere you can find music, it's on there.
Just Bill made sure
that. I don't know how to do that. Bill did that, but it's everywhere, man.
Have you guys encountered any other bands called Pint Killers?
Because
That we he looked
seriously.
He yeah. looked. Yeah. I was stunned that this name was available because I had trouble with band names before. And Bill was like, Pine Killers. I was like, that's got to be taken. You know some drunk's band took that.
Exactly.
And he did research after research. He looked it up. He was like, dude, it is free, and we are taking that. I go for it. So it's ours now. And
nice.
You missed it. You all missed it.
It's ours now.
Domain name.
Yeah, well.
We'll sell it to you.
Oh, yeah. That's called cyber squatting, but since you actually own it, I suppose why not?
Yeah. But I mean, it's funny because we call ourselves a Pint Killers, and Mark doesn't drink. I don't drink, so it's like...
But Fedza drinks enough for all of us. So
yeah, he does. I was going to say that there's a certain irony in that title, which makes it perfect.
But see, I was telling somebody about this down in St. Mark's Post in Dorchester the other day. They were like, let me get this straight. Your band's called Pint Killers. You hang around with a bunch of people that drink. You haven't drank in a year and a half. How can you call your band Pint Killers? I go, I drank for 30 years daily. I got plenty of stories about drinking, so don't worry about me or anybody in my band.
I was going to say, you could, in that case, you'd probably have plenty of stuff to write about.
Oh, plenty of lyrics. So, he's got plenty of songs. I mean, we're good for a while.
The last show we played up in Nashua, New Hampshire, I don't think any of us touched a drop. I didn't drink.
Yeah,
Fencer didn't drink.
I was stunned. I go, Fencer, you can have a couple drank. Beers tonight. He goes, I'm not drinking. My buddy was like,
oh, what the hell are you guys, a bunch of teetotalers? Nobody's drinking. It's like, you know. Pretty long commute, so.
Was it you who got pulled over?
I got pulled over twice, so lucky I wasn't popping them back.
Ah.
Nashua.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Nashua.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Nashua.
And the funny thing about this Pint Killers thing is every person I'll say, Pint Killers. They're like, what is it? Pike Killers? Oh, like a fishing reference? I go, Pike?
Pike?
Yeah. I'm like, no, Pint Killers. And they'll go, oh, Pipe Killers? That's really cool. Pipe. You kill people with pipes? And I mean, how many of you got crazy ones?
I'll tell you the funniest one ever. Our first show literally was at Great Scott's. We opened up for Welsh Boys. And they have a chalkboard with the list of bands there.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I walked up, it said Mark Daugherty and the Pink Killers.
The Pink Killers.
Only thing I can think of that's pink that we're killing, I cannot say on the radio. But it was hilarious. Yeah. I made the kid go outside, wipe bubble off gum. Mark Daugherty, because it's not bubble Mark Daugherty.
Right, right.
But I was like, take off the pink, too. It's Pint Killers. He goes,
pink.
Like, he goes, pint, like what? I go, have you ever drank before? He goes, yes. I go, a pint.
I was going to say, Great Scott has plenty of those glasses all along
There's
the bar.
There's plenty of pints in there.
Pink Killers.
The Pink
We
killers.
Should get a domain name on that as well, though.
Mark Daugherty, the Pink Killers.
what kind of music would that be? The Pink Killers? Probably music Let's you wouldn't be on. Writing. Yeah, it would be your soul outfit.
It's my Marvin Gaye cover band.
There you go.
That would be lipstick punk.
Vag rock.
That's what I was trying not to say. I avoided it, and then Dean says it.
I think you could say vag.
You sure can.
We just did, so we can.
And you did as well. Back me up on this.
We'll find out
what's
tomorrow.
Done is done.
What's done is done.
Oh, man. All right, so... So you have the .com, pinekillers.com, right?
We don't have the .com. We have Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation, okay.
Obviously, we're on Facebook as well, too.
And Facebook. Oh, there's your lyrics. I just saw those. Anyway.
They're good.
They're good. Thank you.
They're good. So you got the shows coming up. Yep. Your stuff is up on Spotify and all the download places. Is there anything else we haven't covered yet?
Yeah, well, I got something I want to say.
Okay.
I had this in mind, like I said this to my girlfriend probably around like 2003 or something. I was like, man, I kind of want to write a book about my life and stuff, you know? And I was like, but I could never do it, you know, because I could tell someone to do it, but whatever. She was like, I believe in you, and you got a good story. Like at least three people from Dorchester were like, if anyone should write a book in this world, it's you. With that said, after Pint Killers was, you know, we started rolling and stuff, I started talking to Bill. He's heard a lot of my stories and stuff. And I said, Bill, man, I really want to write a book. Do you know anyone that knows how to do that? And he goes, I do. And I said, will you do that with me? And he's like, yes. So Bill could take it from here. But basically, yeah, me, Bill, and I are going to...
It'll be your story, kid.
You know, we're going to do a book together, and... you know, it's going to get chopped around, everything, you know, with the whole nine yards. Like, music's one thing, and, you know, But this book, we're going to really, like, push that home, too. You know, we're going to push it home with the band, too, but the book is going to be, you know.
The book comes first, though.
Yeah, we're in discussion.
I come first. No, sir. I'm only kidding. It's all about me, kid. No, I'm only kidding.
Well, this book better be.
Oh, well, it's an autobiography.
I hope you have a helmet and a seatbelt when you read it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. A book you will need a helmet to read. All right.
For real.
Nice.
Interesting.
anything else that's going on? Like, Mark's got this book, so what about the other two? Or the other three?
Fenton's probably in the pocket lot drinking. Forget him.
Oh, okay.
Dean can say whatever he wants. Bill's writing the book with me, so it's, you know, he, you know, if he wants to say more, he can say more, but yeah, go for it. I'm good.
No, I think we summed it up.
Yeah.
We covered everything?
I think we did cover all topics.
Yeah, I think we covered everything. I just want to say thanks a lot for having us play here. Thanks for the interview as well.
It was great. It was great listening. I just wish it was longer.
Yeah, me too. You know, I just didn't want to bust out any new songs,
The interview lasted longer than the performance.
I said we should do that too. I was like, oh, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. If not, we'll make it longer.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
Oh, man.
But that's good. Like, when we actually do get off stage and people are like, what? It's over? We want more. So we leave.
Yeah, leave them wanting more. Since the band first started, I was like, I don't mind a short set. We threw a couple covers in our show, obviously, to make it longer. But people are like, wow, that was quick. And I'm like, how do you like the band? And they're like, we want some more. I'm like, that's what I wanted. I want people to want more. So that, again, with the new album coming out, it's like, I don't want anybody to hear any of those songs until the album is done. We should be done in like September with the album.
There you go. Yeah. Nice. Yeah,
the other running joke is I'm actually in four different bands. I'm in the Pint Killers. I'm in another band called Third Knuckle, another band called Kuya that used to be The Struggle, and another band called Jereva. I actually do want to say Jereva is playing a show this Saturday night at Eddie's 529 Club in Warwick, Rhode Island. It's a benefit or a fundraiser. There was a young woman, she was 18, Alyssa Garcia, was stabbed multiple times while working in a Rite Aid. Some guy came in and just, you know, up and stabbed her for no apparent reason.
Wow.
So,
cuckoo.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that the backstory, I think, was that the guy had some mental health issues. I don't know if he somehow escaped or what have you, but found his way from like Attleboro, Mass, down to Warwick, Rhode Island, just walked in and just randomly chose her. So, I mean, instead of hitting lottery, that's what happened to her. But Jereva's going to be playing down there with, I think, the Inhumanoids and DNR, Do Not Resuscitate, I think.
Okay.
And so that'll be at Eddie's 529 this Saturday. But yeah, I keep myself busy in multiple bands, multiple practice nights, and yeah.
How do you keep all the music straight in your head?
Sometimes I don't, but I have probably several hundred songs written.
Okay.
So he wakes up in the morning, he's like, wow, I just wrote three new songs last night.
And that seriously,
I was sleeping.
Seriously, I wake up humming another song. Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
It's all day long.
All right. Well, I'll let you break down your stuff and all of that, so everyone can find you on Facebook. Everyone can hear your stuff there too.
I put on all Facebook every possible place you can find the music, so it's excellent. It's very simple to find that music.
All right, well, and you have the shows coming up. Everyone, keep your eyes peeled for semi nudity.
Yes,
and
or full blown nudity
or full on nudity.
That'll be the Pagan Fest, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, yeah.
The socks.
My sock
will be very small, though.
I'm not going anywhere near that one.
I wear short socks. I wear short socks.
A lot of people won't go near that.
I was in the pool. I was in the pool, man. I was in the pool.
It's cold in there.
All right. I'm going to let you out of here before it gets even worse. All right.
Thank you so much, man.
We appreciate it.
All right. Stay tuned, 91.5 WMFU.
table. What is the chance that I could mean more to you than I think? Is it all sensible? I have my hands full. I'm clutching dots whenever you're ready. I'm rolling. Yeah.
Wrongs
91.5 WMFO. That is Juliana Hatfield with Short Fingered Man from the brand new record Pussycat. Only came out about last Friday. Grand Evolution gave you Hello. Power Slut gave you Terrible Seat. Gremlins got you Rabbits. Amber Ace gave you Vegas. And I started that big block off with Escape Pod and Mind Wars. Thank you again to Pint Killers. Wow, they're taking photos in Studio D right now. Nice. All right. That concludes On the Town with Mikey D. I've been Phil. And Pam will be here next week. There will be more live music. There will be all kinds of madness. So stick around. Keep your ears peeled. And I'm gonna quote Mikey D when he says, "Go out and see a new local band every week. It will change your life." All right, I'm going to close out the show with. Where is it? I have all these things. It's the Silver Mirrors. The song is called "Between My Eyes." Enjoy. See ya next time. 91.5 WMFO Medford.